Daf is Daf Gimel, and we got to the bottom of Beis and Beis, a few lines up though, we're lagging, so we got to Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, around 8 lines up. Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, lo lema inish l'itzis, a person shouldn't say to his wife, bizman hazeh, nowadays, lo tistare b'hade ploni, don't have stira with a particular person, he singles out an individual, don't have stira because dilma kaimelon kerbiosi b'rihuda. We may paskin like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who holds damar kinoi al piasmo. He paskins that if the husband is mekane on his own, it's going to be effective. Umisatre v'leka hinne mesot l'mivtike. And now the steer will take effect, and then she's going to be asked to him until the mesota checks her. But nowadays, since there's no mesota to check her, v'kasa le'iluye isur dilol, she's going to be asked to him forever, or at least until the base of Mekdash is rebuilt. So it's a good thing not to ever have a to warn someone. Okay, and the Gemara says, "Amar Reish Lakish Amar Lashon Kinoi Davar Matu Kina Beinah Levein Acherim." What does it mean, Kinoi? It's Lashon Kina, Lashon of jealousy, that it creates jealousy between her and others. Right? Why? How so? Because she now can't affiliate, can't talk to, can't socialize with other people. Alma Kasaver Kinoi Al Piatzmo. It comes based on himself that he's able to be Mekana on his own. So if you just look at, there's no real Rashi here. How does it prove this way? Further, no one's going to know. They're having a conversation. He said, "Listen." He sat her down and said, "Listen, you cannot be in with Stira in place of secrecy with Reuven. Nobody knows about this conversation." And she starts giving the cold shoulder to Reuven. So it's going to start creating kina between her and others. What's this that suddenly you're separating? And it's going to create some jealousy and some fighting. Rav Yemar bar Reb Shlamya b'shmei de Abai Amar Davar Matil Kina Beino Leveina. Now it's where the jealousy between him and his wife, the husband and wife. Alma Kasaver Kina Pishnei Edim. It's two Edim give her the kinui. Ulchiyame Yadiv de Kanila Vihud Asalim Ever Kina Bahade. So everyone else is going to know about this because this was a public kinui in front of two people, and he's going to come to have jealousy with her. So the Rashi explains the last Rashi on the page here. The fact that she's being warned by other people is going to create this the chashad. He's going to be start suspecting her for things, and it's going to be jealousy between the two of them. Alma kisavre da'asil lekanos. The Gemara says in the top of Gimel, it must be usher to give a kinoi. It says Rashi in the top here, alma kisavre da'asil lekanos. Kaven the amri lashon hatalas kinahu alma usher. We don't want to create jealousy. Jealousy is usher. It's a very terrible midah. So it must be that these two understandings, whether it's jealousy between the husband and wife, or whether it's jealousy between her and the rest of the world, and that's usher. So kinoi is not a good thing to do in the first place. But man de amar mutul lekanos mahu lashon kinoi, the one who thinks it's permissible to give a kinoi. So what's the lashon of kina? It can't be lashon of kina. It can't be jealousy because that would be usher.
Rashi, I think, says more like kas. So if you look at kina, three lines up from the bottom.
I see that, kas.
Like, not jealousy, but just like pure, like fighting. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's not going to be, because you're saying, it's not going to be jealousy, you know, when she stops talking to Reuven, what's he going to be jealous of? You know, the fact that she's only talking to her husband now?
Ravari would say it's good that they should be jealous.
Right. I was thinking the same thing. You know, it's probably a good thing that she's not busy socializing.
Wife shouldn't have
Having meals together. I don't know which would have that. But, okay. So what's the lashon of kinoi if you assume that it's mutter to be mimikana? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak ain kinoi ela lashon hasura. It's a lashon of warning. How do you have such a concept of warning? V'chein hu omer, quote the pasuk, Vaikana Hashem la'arza. Hashem, apparently the context means he warned the ground, he warned the land, the pasuk in Yoel tells us. So kinoi is lashon hasura, which is not necessarily, it's not a bad thing. Sometimes, and it's oftentimes good to give warnings, to let people know what they're doing, what they shouldn't be doing, but not because it's going to create any jealousy or any anger. And that's the understanding. So there's two understandings of it, either jealousy or about warning, but within the world of jealousy, there are two explanations, whether it's jealousy between husband and wife, or caste between husband and wife, or caste between her and the rest of the world. Morna quotes a braisa that Tanya Hayar Rabbi Meir Omer Aldam over Avera B'Seser, because Baruch Hu Machris Ala Bagalu. Person does an act in privacy without anybody knowing behind closed doors. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes public, he announces the avera that was done. Shinemar, as the pasuk tells us in Parshas Naso, in the context of Sota, V'avar love ruach kina, and this individual, the man, the adulterer, had passed over him some type of ruach of kina, some type of a jealousy, rather the man, rather the husband was jealous, and he was jealous, and he warned his wife. Veinavera ela lashon hachraza, aver means to announce. Shenemar vayitav Moshe vayaviru kol b'machane. Moshe commanded, and the voice, the call, expanded, amplified throughout the entire camp. So when it says v'alvar alav ruach kina, so alvar alav, he announced the jealousy became public. So what she did in privacy, which got the husband all upset, he was v'alvar, he passed it, he made it public. That's the idea. So Rashi just explains here, what does it mean, adam over avera? Kigon isha pruta overas beseser. This woman violated something going in someplace secrecy with another man. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rashi machriz begaloi shenosin belev baila lekanos lav hadavar mefarsim begaloi. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts this idea, this thought in the mind, in the head of the husband, and he's therefore going to respond with the lashon of kinoi, and it's going to become public matters. The Gemara now says, Reish Lakish amar ein adam over aveir elam kin nichas baruch shtus. This is always a nice Pesach for a person who does an Aveira. Makes him feel a bit better that he wasn't acting on his own. There's this external Ruach just that really came onto him. It wasn't himself. This is something else, and he could fight against it. It's a good sometimes a Pesach for helping a person build his confidence in moving forward. At the same time, it's also sometimes could be bad. A person could live one life and then have a whole double life and say that other life I live is my Ruach Shtus. That's not me. And continuously do that and say that's not me. That's my Ruach Shtus working. Weinberg is talking very stark on Shabbos about double lives. Very stark. Scary. Okay. But anyways, there's this Ruach Shtus, almost this other being, the spirit within him, that entered the person's body, about which caused him to do an Avera. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ish kisishta ishto tishtiksiv. So the Pasuk says again, Ish, every single man, tishta ishto, should force his wife to tishta, she should drink. Tishatuksiv, is that how they're making the drasha here? Like lashon of shota. It was the shota, the ruach shtus that entered into the body that caused him to give the hachraza and force her to drink. That's Reish Lakish's chiddush. Mark quotes a Tana debate Rabbi Shmuel now that mipnei maha hemina Torah eid echad besota. For what reason? What's the reason why the Torah had given confidence and trust in one eid echad with regards to a sota? That if an eid echad saw them being metama, we trust him. So the Gemara says, because reglaim ledavar, there's reglaim ledavar, shenit me, says Rashi, there's a lot of evidence. There was a kinoi, and then there was a stira. So everything's building up. It's not such a chiddush to say that with one eid, that there was actually tuma taking place. Sharei kinoi, love and nistir, like we just said, veid echad meid, the shehitameya. There was a kinoi, and then there was a stira, and then the eid echad said there was actually tuma. So it's very understandable why the Torah had believed one eid echad with regards to tuma. Samuel, Rapapa asks Abaye, Vaha ki ksiva kinoi basa stira, vatuma hu dechsiva. But doesn't kinoi appear in the psukim after it says stira and after it says tuma? Tells us that the kinoi is not a build up. Kinoi is not supposed to be some of the, trying to strengthen the tuma of the eid echad later on. It seems the fact that kinoi is only mentioned afterwards is telling us that kinoi is not about reglaim ledavar. It's not what gives weight to the eid echad at all. So Amar Lei Rapapa Labaye Vaha, sorry, Amar Lei V'Avar V'Kfar Avar. It says V'Avar. Let's find the pasuk here. Right, so it says V'Avar Lav Ruach Kina. So it says this is, I guess, after pasuk that already had mentioned Stira and Tuma, but he says V'Avar is Lashon of past. He already had V'Avar in the past. There already was a Kina before, even though it mentions Kina afterwards. The fact that V'Avar Kina tells us before the Stira and before the Tuma, there already existed Kina there. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, Elamiata, V'Avar Lachem Kol Cholutz. And they passed, it's talking about, I think, Reuven, Gad, and Chati Menashe. Let's see here. Yeah. So it's talking about the deal, the tanai they're making. They wanted to live in Eivar Yarden. So Moshe said, okay, fine, the deal will be, if you come fight with us in Eretz Israel and conquer Eretz Israel, then we'll let you go back. So it says, V'avar lachem kol chalitz, you're going to pass over all you guys armed and ready to fight. So hachanami, is that true? Hasam, midichsiv v'nich b'shaharetz l'fnei Hashem. It says a pasuk in later on, and the land was conquered in front of Hashem. Then afterwards you may return back to Eivar Yarden. Mashmer d'la haba. V'avar is not referring to what they had done. V'avar is referring to what they will do. It's a tonight, what the stipulation will be. So V'avar doesn't mean it already happened. So that can't be the answer. That V'avar kina means that there was kinoy beforehand.
I think this is the answer. No, the Gemara is saying, how could it be over there? means things. So he's saying, over there, because it says V'nichbasha, and then it says Achar Toshovu, it's Mash Mishal Abba.
Aha.
I don't know.
No, maybe you're right. Let's see. You're right. Right, really, V'avar normally means in the past. But since it says Tashuvu, that tells us in this instance, V'avar means in the future. So, Elahacha, when it comes to the case of Sota, though, Yishak Adaita Kedichsivi, V'avar Basar Tumma V'stira Kinoi Lamali. If it's like it's written that really Avar is after Tumma V'stira, so what's the point in Kinoi? You're going to give someone a warning after they already violated the Avera? That doesn't make any sense. So clearly it has to be referring to in the past that there already had been a Kinoi before the Stira and the Tumma. Marnau says, Tana debay Rabbi Shmuel, ain't other mekana l'ishta elam kenich has a baruach, unless he has some spirit, lav dafka ruach shtus, but some type of ruach that affects him. Says Rashi, minich has a baruach mimarom. Some type of spirit from above. And Rashi goes on to explain, Lukaman Mefarish, we're going to see later on whether it's Ruach Tara or Ruach Tumah. Maybe it's good intentions. It's coming from a good place. Or maybe it's coming from a bad place. Aide Satan. Haba Lachdi or Lachnita Isha to cause a fight. So that's Machlokas we'll see later on. But some type of Ruach, some type of idea entered his head. Shinemar, the Pasuk tells us, V'avar love Ruach Kina, the Kines Ishto. That's some spirit. Pasuk says, explicit Pasuk, some Ruach entered into his body. So my Ruach was Ruach, meaning Rabbanan Amri Ruach Tumah. It's a coming from a bad place, from the Satan. The Rav Ashi Amar Ruach Tara, from a good place. He wants the right thing done. So says Rashi, Shisona es a preachess. He hates preachess. It's coming from a good place. Mistavra, it makes most sense, the Kiman Amar Ruach Tara. That's coming from a good place. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us that the Kines Ishto, it's a Rishus, Divi Rabbi Yishmal, Rabbi Kiva Omer Chova. Rabbi Yishmal Paskin, and we'll see in a second, it's a global idea they have in general. That Rishus versus Chova, but here is one example that Kinoi is a Rishus according to Rabbi Yishmael, but according to Rabbi Kiva, who we pass like is a Chova. Now, I Amris Bishlima Ruach Tara Shapir. If you say Ruach that enters into is a good place, so then we understand why there's a Chova. But Eli I Amris Ruach Tuma, if it's coming from a bad place, Rishus V'Chova, Leluya Linish Ruach Tuma Benavshe. A person that has the choice or even the obligation to do something that's tame? Certainly not. So accordingly, it has to be, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says it's Rishus, even he'll assume that it's a Ruach Tara. There's a great question here in Tosfos. I'm not sure we'll do a timing, but he asks in this long Tosfos here, aren't there Tariq mitzvahs? 613 mitzvahs. So either Rabbi Kiva has an extra one, because he says a Chova, or Rabbi Shmuel has 612, because he says it's a Rishus. So I remember his answer, but I imagine the answer is going to be, no, they're going to fill in, you know, there are other mitzvahs. It's not everything else is going to be the same, that they all agree about every single mitzvah, and this is the only machlokas, or machlokas elsewhere as well. Yeah, that's exactly what Gemara says. I mean, another place where Rabbi Shmuel finds a source is a mitzvah, Rabbi Kiva is going to say that's an esmacht, and that doesn't count as a mitzvah. So Gemara now says, Gufa, v'kina es ishto. Sounds like a very interesting Tosfos, actually, in general. But the Kines Ishto, the Gemara says, Rishus Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva Merchova. Lo Yitama, Rishus Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva Merchova. So what's Lo Yitama referring to? So a Kohen, Parshas Emor tells us, that Kohen may not be Tame to anybody, a Tumas Meis, but to his seven closest relatives, he's Metame. Lo Yitama to her, she, to this referring to, this Pasuk, Lachusu HaBasula, his sister, his single sister, he has to become Tame. Is that if he wants to, he could go to the base kvaros, or he must, there's a chova. So that's a machlokas there as well, whether there's a chiv or not. Then the Gemara says, when it comes to li olam behem tavodu, that there's a mitzvah asay, to enslave an Eved Kanani forever, eternally. Rishus, divrei Rabbi Shmuel, it's only Rishus, but if a person wants, you could free him. There's no Isser really involved in that. Rabbi Kiva Omer, and this is how he passing it's a chova, there's a requirement to enslave him, and you're never allowed to free. There's an Isser asay to free a slave. There are some instances which you probably are familiar with that you're allowed to. Gemara in Brachos talks about for a minion. If there's a toelis involved, then you're allowed to. That's based on the Machlokas, Sefer Chinuch and Ramban. That the Ramban writes in Gittin that the Isser of freeing is lo sechanim type of Isser, for free. But if there's a reason, if there's a goal, that's not free anymore. You're doing it, that's for, you're getting something in return. You're getting a minion in return. That's how the Ramban understands it. And the Sefer Chinuch understands it differently. about, I think he understands it being the essay docha essay. That there's a goal, so that essay is going to be docha the leom bem tavodu. Different type of p'tur. Ramban thinks it's built in. You can't let him go for free for no reason, but for a reason you're allowed to free him. It's built into the pasuk, as opposed to Sefer Chinuch says, no, there's a clash. But the asay of minyan is going to override the asay of leol mehem tavodu. It's more of a hud achad, according to the Sefer Chinuch. Okay. That's only if you assume that it's a chova to enslave them like Rabbi Akiva. So Amrlei, Rapapa says, Labayev, Amrlei, Rav Mishar Shilarava. Lema Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and the Chalatar Kula, Hachi Palik. Maybe this is a very global machlokas throughout the entire Torah. Demar Amar Rishis, Demar Amar Chova. Samarle, no, not true. Hacha Bekroi Pligi. It's each case of the three scenarios that we mentioned. They're arguing about how to understand that specific case, but this is not a machlokas throughout the Torah.
It sounds like it's a facetious question, because it would come out Rabbi Shmuel holds the whole entire Torah's Rishis. Saying, like, you're going to tell me everything Rabbi Shmuel is saying Rishus?
That's what Rashi says, very good. So Rashi says, B'chol HaTorah, B'chol HaAseh Sheba Torah, it's a Rishus according to Rabbi Shmuel. Im Kein, Ein Lecha Mitzvah HaAseh, the Rabbi Shmuel Chova. There's never a requirement to perform a mitzvah. Can't be the case. So the Gemara says, no, of course, certainly not. Each of these three instances are very specific to the case of the particular Pesukim. So the Gemara explains one by one. When it comes to Amar Lehacha B'Kropligi, V'kines Ishto, Rishus, Divi Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, Omer Chova. My time, the Rabbi Shmuel, why does he think it's Rishus? Savar lo, ki haitana, he owes like the following tana, Desani, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, Omer, Klapei, Shamar Torah, lo, Tisnes, Echicha, Bavavecha. This is a derisive to hate your fellow Jew. Yachal Kigonze. One might think like this case, where his wife was doing something suspicious, there should be an Isser of hating, you're not allowed to hate her. Tamalomar, V'avar, Lav Ruach Kina, V'kinas Ishto. That there's this spirit that passed within him, which we said was coming from a good place, allows him to be mekaneher. So it's only rishus. It brings it up from levels. Mm-hmm. There's certain things that are usher, then the next level is things that are rishus, and then things are chova. So it jumps, the het of kino brings up from an iser to rishus. Rabbi Kiva responds back, kino achrinixiv. There's another kino. It says kino twice in the pasuk. One kino brings it up to rishus, and the other kino brings it to a requirement, to a status of being a chova. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, I did the bai lemichtev, v'hi nitma, v'hi lo nitma. Since the pasuk had to say a situation where she's tame versus a case where she wasn't tame, k'siv nami v'kina se'isha, we also taught kina two times as well. Why? L'chadetana debay Rabbi Shmuel, tana debay Rabbi Shmuel, called parasha shenem rabbi nishneis, every parasha that's repeated, every pasuk, every word that's repeated, lo nishneis el b'shvil davar shenis chadish, but it's only repeated for one thing that's taught. So even though the whole section is taught, again, if kinoi is repeated a second time, it was only taught a second time because we had to say v'lo nitma. So we're just kind of piggybacked with that same idea of v'lo nitma, but not to make a drasha from the second appearance of the word kinoi. Then the Gemara says, what about the other machlokes about lo yitama? Rishus, divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yekiva, Omer Chova, he has a requirement to be metame to his single sister. My time, the Rabbi Shmuel, why did he say it's only Rishus? I did the chsiv, since the pasuk says in Emor, and more el hakanim b'nei Aaron v'amar talem, say to them, the nefesh lo yitama b'amav, you cannot be metame meis, it's yechlem mechtav lo yitama. So it goes from being aser, goes up one notch to being Rishus. Rabbi Kiva, michi im l'sheiro nafkalai. We already learned that already from michi im l'sheiro, except for his wife, she'er zuishto, except for his wife, that already is the heter. What's lo yitama, lamali? Why repeat, and to her he should become tame? That's unnecessary. L'chova, to teach me to bring it up from a iser to a rishus, and then ultimately to a chova. Rabbi Shmuel responds back, the word lo yitama, ve metame le vereha. No, there's a drasha. Lo yitama doesn't mean a second time you can be metame for her. No, it means dafka her, dafka when she's shalim, as opposed to when she's not shalim, when they're missing a varim. It says Rashi in the bottom here, lo yitama im meisav eina metame le vereha, im echad me'elu mucha shchin ve'varav noflin ve'in metame lehen. So there's a din, I don't know to what extent we say this, but brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person is a relative of a kohen, is missing a limb, that says amputated, then Echanami can't be Metami, you don't go to the base Kfaros. Interesting Tosas here in the bottom here, before we turn the page. Tosas writes, Lo Yitama, the last one, the mitzvah. So we don't have this gears of a mitzvah here. We have a Chova versus a Rishus, I think.
is the same with Tamil of resting. You can't come Tamei to the Aver that falls off or to the individual after they lost the Aver?
I thought to the individual, but the way Rashi is reading, it sounds like to the Avarim. What you're saying.
That we did learn at the end of Nedarim. You see, I have Mosef Rashi here that says, "Im nifrad mimena eva bein b'chaya bein b'mosa ena matamala." So I don't know. It sounded like the beginning that Moshe Rashi was saying to her, and then he talks about Eiver Min HaMeis.
Then it mentions here at the end of the Tosfos Rashi, the end of Nazir, talks about you can be metamei to Ivarim if there's a Golgoles or the Shidra or the Rova Ivarim. If you have most of the body, which sounds like even though they're missing limbs, it's particular limbs. I was incorrect the way it's being understood here. I guess I misunderstood that Shulchan Aruch when I learned it. Okay. The Gemara now says, in the going on to Gimel and Beis now, Rabbi Akiva, Im Kain Lichta Rachman Allah. If the Josh is La, you only metamei to her, but not to her Ivarim, so Lichta Rachman Allah to her. Lishtok Yitama. Why are you mentioning Yitama? Just say La. La Yitama, the word Yitama is extra. Lamli Shmamina, to take it from an Isser to a Rishus and from a Rishus ultimately to a Chova. I was going to do that toast in the bottom for a second here. He says, La Yitama Mitzvah. Mitzvah is the same thing as I think it's saying is Rishus, according to Rishmael. It's a mitzvah, it's a Rishus too, not a Chova. If his person is involved in mitzvah, the end of Sota, we make the Kohen be mitame again for him against his will, in lo yirotzer, he doesn't want to lutamos. So, but if he's osik b'mitzvah, then he patur in the other mitzvah. But if it's a chova, then the chova will override the current osik b'mitzvah that he's involved. Gemara says now on the top, two lines down of Gemara Beis and Rabbi Shmuel, I did the chas of le kas of nami yitama. No, you're right, the word yitama wasn't necessary. You could have said la. It says la yitama, as we said above, look at the tani debay Rabbi Shmuel, the tani debay Rabbi Shmuel, look all parsha shenemra v'nishas lo nishas elabish v'davar shen chadish ba. Once you're repeating an idea for one particular chiddush, we repeat all the words together, even though all the words are going to be extra. We only have to make a drasha from one of the words. The word la was there for a drasha. We threw in yitama, but there's no drasha from the word yitama. Now think of our quotes, the third machlokas we have between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, the old mehem tavoda that you always have to enslave the Eved Kanani. Rishus divir Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Akiva, Omer Chova, there's an obligation. So in my time of the Rabbi Shmuel, who had hold its Rishus. So I did dichsiv since the father said, lo sichaya kol neshama. You can't leave any of the amim living in Eretz Yisrael. It's also to keep them. You have to kill them all. So it's yachnami lemichtev le'ol mehem tavodu, the mishrei. Therefore, Leon Bem Tavodu tells me you're allowed to leave them alive and enslave them. So he says, Lemishrei Echam Ne'umos, one of the nations, which is what? Lemishrei Echam Mikolomos, Sheba Al Kolhak Al Kananis. You have a Kananis, a girl from Canaan, who's Usher, to keep alive. But from one other, the other nations, outside the seven nations, was Ba on her. Behold, Mimena Ben, they had a child. Shata Rasha Leknoso, you're allowed to purchase, acquire such a child. Rashi explains, so if you go to Rashi, the first narrow line down, Lemishre Echa, actually go to the one before, let's get everything together here. Lusichaya called Neshama, you can't let one of these Neshamas live. So he says, Vishivas Umas Ksiv, referring to the Shivas Amim, Vachiti, Agirgoshi, Amori, Akanani, Aprizi, Vachivi, Avusi, these seven nations you can't let live. Lemishrei Echam Minam Umos Mishar Shivim Umos, from one of the other 70 nations, the other 63, one of those nations, Sheba Kananis, is Rashi, called Shivas Umos Nikra Ashim Kanan. They're all called Kanan. They lived in Eretz Kanan. So it's a guy from some place in Europe, was born a Palestinian. Behold, Ben Jeholach Acher Ha'av, and he follows the father, and the father was outside the seven nations, so he's permitted to stay alive. And you could leave him alive to be an Eved, since he's going based on his father, and his father is not a Kanani. Gemara quotes now the Braisa to prove this point. Tanya minayin le'echem na'umal sheba al hakananis. Beholid mimen ben shata rasha l'kanos bebed, that you're allowed to acquire him. Tamalomer v'gam mibnei atoshavim hagar mimachem mehem tiknu. And also from those children who live among you, the foreigners, the garm who live among you, you may purchase. Yachal af kanani sheba al achas min umos. Let's say a male kanani was born in one of the outside nations. Maybe you hold him in a bench at Yerushal Kenosu Be'ever. You might think you could acquire him and leave him alive. Tamalomer asher holidu bartechem min hanoldim bartechem v'lo min hagarim bartechem. Now the ones who are born in the land, but not the ones who live in the land. Those who live in the land, you're not allowed to keep alive. But ones who are born to the land, you're allowed to keep alive. So let's look at Rashi a little bit to understand this. These psukim here. So Rashi says, let's go to Reb Gam ibn Atoshavim. Le'el minei, above this, Rashi points out, k'siv me'es ha'goyim asher sivyoseichem, the nations that live around you, mimehem tiknu evit v'amma, you could buy from the outside nations of Eretz Yisrael. V'gam ibnei atoshavim, and also those, sorry, I skipped a line there, asher sivyos artechem, v'lo mibnei artechem d'shiva umos, only from those who live around you, but not those who live within Eretz Yisrael. V'gam ibnei atoshavim, and even those who are actually living within you, kol toshav hainu shibah mimakum achir v'nisi ashikan, someone who came from outside to come settle Eretz Yisrael, those are also allowed to be kept alive. The Kamar Kra, the Pasuk says, shemutu likanos mibneihem asher yu lahem mibnos artecha. You could buy them, who those who had children from daughters in your land. If they're born to men from outside, you're allowed to keep them. So then Rashi says, min hanolden b'artechem, those who are born in your land, b'onim hanolden b'artechem v'hem b'nei atoshavim, d'haynu acherim shenasu b'artechem nashim ata rasha l'knos. So men came from outside to come into this land, and they're living there now, but they're not from here. You are allowed to buy their children. But lo min hagarim min b'artechem, not those who live in the land, v'lo min habanim hanolden l'b'nei artechem b'mokum acher, b'bnos shar umos, not men who went elsewhere. You're assuming right now, you always go wherever the women are. So, not those who lived there, but who went outside. So that's the idea we learn from all this, that again, the Isser is to keep them alive. Leon Bem Tavodu tells us that, but there's a Heter to keep them alive. It brings up one notch from an Isser to Rishus. Same idea.
Although, these other Pesukim seem to be teaching us that. I mean, the fact that you have the Gamim Ne'atoshim Agerim Imachem, and also the Hasher Holidu Bartzechem, that seems to be teaching us, that where the Braisa learns it from, that you're allowed to keep these people alive who are their fathers from not from one of the seven nations. So to say La'olam behem tavodu is what's bringing it up a notch.
I think the psukim are just qualifying when Liom behem tavodu applies. I mean, you would have otherwise thought it applies even to Umasol, even to Shiva Amim. Has a positive that no, the het of La'olam behem tavodu only applies to those who are outside the nation. That makes sense? The Gemara says now, Rabbi Kiva, mimehem, so what does he do with this? What has he learned? Chova, mimehem tiknu nafka. You learn it from mehem, like you said, mehem tiknu, you could buy them. That's the pasuk that appears in the other pasukim. What's the need for liol mehem tavodu? Lamali, lechova, to tell him he takes up yet another notch to a chova. Rabbi Shmuel says, behem lo abeachechem, you can't make that joshua from the word behem. Mehem tiknu, tell me, from them you could buy, but lo abeachechem, not their brothers. What's that, Joshua? Them and not their brothers. Aha. That's what Rashi is, Avodas Eved, which means Avodas Perach, Avodas Ganai. You could give them the Eved of a regular service to do, but don't enslave them in a disgusting, disgraceful type of way. That's what's being indicated here.
When we say v'lo ba'achichem, do we mean not an Eved Ivri, or we're saying an Eved Kanani?
The way you read this, I guess you're right. Them, you could enslave, the Eved Kanani you could slave, but not your brothers, the Eved Ivris, you cannot enslave in such a way. Yes, that's what's going on. And Issa to give Avodas Perach to an Eved Ivri. Gemara now says, Rabbi Akiva, Ba'achechem Misefa, the Kronach. But no, that idea is learned from the end of the pasuk. It says, Ba'achechem, there's another word, Ba'achechem. B'nei Yisrael, Ish Ba'achiv Lo Sirda, but Perach, an explicit pasuk that tells me that you cannot give Avodas Perach to your Eved Ivri. You don't need that Joshua. So then Rabbi Shmuel says the same idea. It goes back to the full circle. Aidi, Dechsev Ba'achechem, Kimnami Bohem. Lichatanya, the baby Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, call a parsha shenemer l'nishes l'nishes el b'shvil tzedavashin chadishba. You're right, the word extra, but it was extra because we had to teach another chiddush in that parsha, so we threw that extra word in. But there's no need to make a drash from that extra word. Tamar Rabbi Chista, zenusa bebesa ki kariya lo shumshima. When there's zenus taking place in the house, it's like a Rashi says, a kariya is a tolas shel shumshimim. A worm of sesame seeds, ha'ochlosan, that eats them, kachas nus mechareves is a bias. It destroys the house, like a worm destroys the food, so too, as a nus destroys the home. Amr of Chisda says, tukva bebesa, tukva is kas, if there's anger in the house, ki kariya l'shumsha. It's the same thing like a worm to sesame seeds. Idav idav isisa, both halachas we just said is when there's nus and when the kas is from the perspective of the wife. Aval begavra less than ba. If it's from the man, it's not a problem. Okay, and look at Rashi. Rashi says, "This is kisha isha mezana o kasanis." When she's a real mezana, she's an angry management issues. Lafisha isha misaserkes bisnu neha veino osim lachta. She's busy involved in zus and she's not taking care of the household things like she's supposed to. Lo mishameres basis. She's not watching over the house. And mafkeres says shel baila lemaafim. So then, it's a problem. But if the husband's doing this, then it's not so much a problem. Okay, hard to understand. And yeah, I hear a little bit, but you know, if the okay, I don't want to get into this. So Rav Chisda, says, "B'tchila kodem shechatu Yisrael ha'isa shchina shareim kol achad ve'achad." In the beginning, when Klal Yisrael had sin, the shechina was with them. Before they sinned, rather, ki Hashem lokecha mishalich b'ker machanecha, Hashem walked amongst the your camps. But the moment they sinned, with, I assume it's referring to the Cheda Eagle here. Rashi says, Rashi Barayos, actually. Rashi Barayos. The Cheda Barayos was talking about Moab, I guess. Right, with Pinchas. That's, I presume. So then once it happened, once they were chatu berayos, nistalka shechina behem, the shechina left, shenemar, v'lo yirabecha ervas davar, v'shev me'acharecha, there shouldn't be an erva among you. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned away and left. Says Rashi, nistalka mehem, milavo levesam, deina yachol eros, ba'aver shebevesa. He sees there's no going on, he can't enter into the homes. Says the Gemara further, Amr Bishmal Bar Nachmani, Amr Bionison, call Osa Mitzvah Achash Bolam Hazeh. Mekad Masav Olechash Lefonav Olam Haba. A person does a mitzvah in this world, that mitzvah, whatever that means, jumps before him, precedes him, and goes in front of him in Olam Haba. It testifies for him. Says Rashi, Mekad Masav Lefnei Misasav. Before he dies, I would think after he dies, it's going to testify the wonderful things. I'm not sure Rashi means that before he dies, Machrez Lefonav. So already they're prepared in Shemayim before he's right, probably right before death, to hear about the wonderful things he has done. Shinemar v'halach l'fonecha tzidkecha, your tzidkus, your mitzvahs will go before you. However, v'chol ha'over aveira achas bo'om hazeh, one who violates an aveira, milfafaso v'halachas l'fonav l'yom hadin. That's going to, Rashi says, milfafaso is karchaso, it's lashon of like a lafa. Korech is to make a sandwich, a wrap. It's going to, I'm not sure what it means to wrap. I don't know the image you're trying to project there, but it's supposed to somehow wrap and go in front of him, Yom Hadin, may going to be attached to him. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Yalfaso Archos Darcham Yalu Besov Yovdu, that his ways were going to be wrapped in chaos and destroy him. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kshur Bo Kikelev, it's going to be tied to him like a dog, like a leash, like a tag. Shinemar Veloshima Ilel the Shachev Etzlo Yosima, and he would not listen to it to sleep with her. He did not listen to her to sleep with her. It's talking about Yosef HaTzadik. Yeah, the Yosef refused to sleep with Eishes Potiphar. The Yosima. The Shakiv Etzla B'om Hazer, Yosima B'lolom Haba. He refused to sleep with her in this world in order that it would be attached with him in the next world. So it's referring to the mitzvah now. Now we're talking about Aver, but now they're switching gears. But when it comes to mitzvah, the mitzvah will be attached to a person like a dog. I wonder why we're comparing that to a dog, attached like a dog. No, it's saying an Avera, though. So he's saying, I don't want to sleep with you in this world, because otherwise it's going to be ima. It will be that there will be attached to me in the world to come. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah that appears in later on in Maseches Sota, Tanan Hasam Shahaya Badin, it makes sense, Ma'idus Maharishona Ishain Osarta Isser Olam. The original Edus, the Kinoi, will not create an Isser forever. Eino Miskayem Es Bepachas Mishnayim. It doesn't work unless you have two Edim. So Edus Hachrona, the last one, which is the Stira, Sheosarta Isser Olam, which will create an Isser Olam until the Mesota kicks in. Eino Din Shalot Tiskayem Bepachas Mishnayim. It's going to have a greater effect. So shouldn't you also require two Edim? It's more severe.
Rashi says the Rishona is the Stira. I guess the Achrona must be the Toma.
Ah, okay, fine. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's Rashi's Achron is the Tuma. So if this Stira requires two, but it's not an Isser Olam, so certainly the Tuma, which is an Isser Olam, they have to get divorced, right, and can't get married.
Because you could get out of the Stira once, right, you drink and you're
found, right, to be tired. So Tamalomar, the Eidem Ba, Kol Sheyesh Ba. Eidem Ba, there was not an Eid, especially because it's a Kasav. That there wasn't a set of Edom, but there's one Ed. But Kama Chomer Leitus Rishona Me'ata. Now let's look back and find the Kula for the Rishona, for the Stira. Ma Edus Achona, which is Shosart Isser Olam, which is more severe. Yet it's still Miskayemes B'Ed Echad. One's enough. Edus HaRishona, the first one, the Stira. She'ino Sarta Isser Olam. It's not going to be an Isser forever. The Meisota is going to save everyone. Eino Din Shit Miskayem B'Ed Echad. Shouldn't it be logical that it should also be enough to have one Ed? Tamalomar kimata ba ervas davar. Pasuk says when he finds something disgusting in the ervo, in the Gemara, in the last mission, Gideon tells us what that means. Beisila says it means something. She burnt the food, and Beishamai says it refers to mamish ervo. But it says ulahalon who amir apishnaim edim al apishlosh edim yakum davar. Elsewhere it says by edus it says the word davar. You need two or three. So ma davar haamu lahalon, just like there in the context of edus it says apishnaim edim. You need two edim. So afkan when it mentions davar. By Erva, Yosin Alpishnaim, so Stira requires two. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hi Michi Masa by Ervas Davar Nafka? It's learned from this pasuk of Ervas Davar, the Gzer Shava. Mi Ba Nafka. It says from the word Ba, that it says Eidem Ba, that you don't need two Eidem for Ba, for Tuma, but Velo Bekino Ba, Velo Bestira. Mi Ba. It's needed. So I think that there's a pause there. No, I'm right. Okay, fine. So it's my body's not really shouldn't be there. It's only it flows nicely.
Funny lesson,
yeah. But either way, it's needed. It might be a girsa change there. Take out the girsa of nafka. The word ba is to teach me that bav a little bit. Kinoi bav a little bit stira. Hachanami kamar. Tamalomar, ba, bablo v'kinoi, bablo v'stira.
So in other words, the limud's not from matzah ba, erva stava.
Right.
It's from
this pasuk of ba, in Sota. V'tumah ba'alma, below kinoi, below stira, delo mehemin, eidachar minalan. So how do I know, in general though, when there is no context of stira and kinoi, that eidachar is not believed to say that I saw that woman being metame, then it's not believed in general. So nemar kan ki matzah ba, erva stava, v'nemar lalan, pishayidim, olash, pishloshayidim. Yakum davar. Then we could invoke the gzer shava ma davar amur lalan edim shnayim. In general, edus requires two. Afkan, when it comes to erva, in general, without the context of kinoi and stira, afkan edim shnayim is necessary. Tosos just asks an interesting question. Tosos says here on the last line here, it says nemar kan davar nemar lalan davar tema lama li gzer shava. Why do you need a gzer shava to teach me that two work? Afilu below gzer shava mehecha teisid lahedila hesemen beida echad beidus achrona leklemelef to ikal impircha. How? What's the hav meaning to think in the first place to trust in edechad when it comes to tuma?
In a regular case of tuma.
In a regular case of tuma.
So you would say because the Torah is mechadesh that tuma it only requires one eid here. So what's he saying? Because this replying with davar here, so
yeah,
it's different.
I thought maybe the hav meaning could be because edechad nemen be surin. Maybe that could be a model. Okay, Shkoya. Let's see if anyone asks this. That's interesting, they talk about, remember the stim, the Isser of Sota is not really a Dover Erva.